Hey, it's Shannon from iHeartRadio Canada, joined by Ash Nico. How's it going?
Yeah, good. How are you?
Really good. First of all, I want to say congratulations to your dog Wednesday's first birthday.
Thank
Such
you.
an accomplishment. How has it been being a dog parent over the last year?
Yeah, it's been great. We're best buds. Some days we're enemies. We fight like sisters. It's beautiful. But yeah, raising a toddler, she's a lot, but I love her to death. She's the light of my life. Her first birthday was a real smash. I gave her a peanut butter cake, and then she had diarrhea the whole next day. So no more cake. Yeah.
Yeah, lesson learned. I've heard that people that throw their dogs parties are generally happier people. So
I
there you go.
mean, honestly, I feel like we should be throwing more parties just like in general for small things like
Yeah.
my half birthday or, friends get a promotion at work, throw them a party, a little dinner party. Let's celebrate more. I feel I'm a firm believer in that.
Totally. I'll back you up on that. I believe that too. I have a friend that celebrates my half birthday because my birthday is really close to Christmas. And she's like, I don't want to buy you two presents, so I'm going to move it to June. And it's the best.
I love that.
That's the way to go. How has tour been going? Are you just running on fumes at this point? Are you, how is it?
I've had a few days off, which is nice. I've just been eating lots of food and taking my dog on hikes and chilling out. But yeah, it was a lot. It was like the first time being back on the road in 2 years, so my body was not quite used to it. So I got bronchitis at the end. My body was just rebelling. She was like, "Stop this! You can't do this!" So yeah, my flesh prison failed me towards the end, but we got through it.
Yeah, how was that? Was it tough to get through?
Yeah, the last show in LA, I was putting the mic out to the crowd quite a lot. I was like, "Y'all sing this one," 'cause I could not. But luckily they all knew the words and they were extremely loud, so it was good.
Yeah.
But yeah, we got through it. We got through it. It was nice.
That's good. Your fans do seem insane. Any video I've seen from any of your shows, they're just going nuts. It looks like so much fun.
Yeah, no, it's really nice actually. I feel like for the most part, the crowd are really like kind to each other and they look after like the youngins that are in the crowd, especially in the pit. Yeah, it's sweet. A lot of people go alone and they make friends and they create group chats and it's really sweet. It's pretty nice. It makes my heart very warm.
Yeah, that's so sweet. You have a good community of people. I love that. It also seems like you just ooze creativity in everything that you do. It's just incredible. Do you ever feel like you get creatively stuck?
Yeah, I do definitely, but I also try to be nice to myself when that happens. Writer's block and creative block is a lie of capitalism. You don't have to be creative every single day. You don't always need to be productive. So I'm trying to be nicer to myself when I'm not feeling creative because you have to feel that block in order to push through and appreciate the days when you are super creative. So highs and lows.
Yeah, that's a good reminder. Totally. And yeah, don't get frustrated with yourself when you are stuck, because then how are you supposed to be creative once you're mad at yourself for being stuck?
Exactly. If you were creative every single day, I feel like it might be a little overwhelming. You wouldn't have enough paper to write down your ideas. You'd be overwhelmed. There'd be too many tabs open in your brain.
That's true. You can't eat, can't sleep, you're just working.
Exactly.
Yeah, totally. Was creativity something that you feel like you always had, or do you feel like you had to develop that in your career?
My mom, when I was a kid, so we would I would see something I liked in the store, or like someone in my class had something really cool. I remember this girl in my class had a book. It was The Secret Garden, but it was like a velvet bound Secret Garden book. And I only had the paperback, and I wanted this velvet bound Secret Garden. And my mom would always say, she'd be like, "Just make it." Like we'd be in the store, she'd be like, "Just make that at home." And I'd be like, "I don't want to make it. I want it." But I would end up just making it. So I made a velvet bound Secret Garden book when I was 10. And I've really just been DIY king since then.
That's amazing. That's a good mom that you have. Rather than just like going out and buying it for you or just being like, no, you can't have it, she's like, come up with a solution.
Yeah, I would like, there were a lot of things growing up that my mom would just be like, just make it. So I have my mom has like a box at home of just all the things that I just made as a kid that I wanted. I actually wanted to buy, so I just made them, which I feel like taught me a lot about creativity and, you know, making it work.
That's so nice. Is your mom that type of mom then that just keeps everything?
Yeah, she has a lot. She does. She has a lot of old baby pictures and crafts and everything. Yeah. She doesn't have all my old Twilight merch, which I'm really upset about because I had a lot of it. And it was just too iconic. I don't know. I like would love my Twilight New Moon t-shirt now. You know?
Were you team Edward or team Jacob?
Me and my best friend Oscar are having, we're like rewatching them now. And it's we're rewatching them with like full running commentary. Because they're insane. They're truly insane. It was a fever dream. It was like how did that happen? How did we let Twilight
and we all just accepted it?
We were all like, this is fine. Totally fine for young people to be like obsessed with. So strange. At the time I was team Edward, but I was also 12 years old. Now I'm team no one. Team no one. But I'm having a whale of a time watching it. So yeah.
That's gotta be, I know I see clips on TikTok, I feel like all the time. And I'm like, how is that something that we just let happen?
I was watching Breaking Dawn Part 1 the other day and I was just screaming the whole time. I was like, how in the world did any of this fly? Amazing. Incredible.
I feel like that's a series that we need to see on like your YouTube or something. You should just do like commentary while watching. I would watch that.
Maybe that's a good idea. I should do that.
Okay. Just give me credit. That's cool. I've heard you talk too about being a perfectionist. Do you admire that trait about yourself or do you feel like it can be the opposite of beneficial?
Being a perfectionist is super not fun sometimes. It does mean that usually when I put stuff out, I'm really happy with it briefly, but then I find problems with it probably the next day. No, it plagues me. I would love to be able to let go a little bit more.
Yeah. Does that happen with songs? Do you find that there's a song that you'll put out and then later you'll be like, oh, I wish I could change things about it?
Oh yeah. Definitely.
Yeah.
I can't listen to Demi Devil anymore. I just find too many flaws in it. So I can't do it.
Yeah.
I gotta accept that it's out.
Right. Totally. Does that then have an influence on then performing songs from Demi Devil when on tour?
When I perform them, I can kind of fix them
live. True.
But yeah, I think lyrically sometimes I'm bothered and I wish I could change my songs. But I gotta find, what I do is I like songs that are about like exes that I no longer connect with. I will create new meaning for them to perform live. Kind of musical theater it up and just kind of act through the song.
But, nice. Yeah. I love that. That's so great. I love everything that is Ashniko. I think that you are just so creative and everything that you do. Has anyone ever tried to tell you what to sing about or write about or dress like or have any sort of influence in that way?
I think there was a moment where the president of my label was like, why doesn't she wear heels? And was like trying to dress me in like Louboutins. And I was like, no, let's not do that. I was like, why do you feel like you need to be styling me? You are a 50-year-old man. But we've talked it out. It's good. I feel like for a moment I had maybe some people when I was younger trying to tell me what to sing about and what to look like, but I've never really listened to them at all. The Louboutin comment I just think is funny.
Yeah, I think that's so funny. I'm surprised that that's something that would even come up in this day and age, but also, I guess, not surprised.
Yeah. You know what? Maybe I will wear Louboutins just for fun. No,
An opposite way of spiting him. Do it like in spite of it.
he means well. He means well, but I just thought it was a really funny comment.
Definitely. That's crazy. I know that you're a big fan of Sex and the City. Are you excited for the revival that's coming out next month?
Oh my God, yes. I'm like this the same. I watch Sex and the City kind of in the same way that I watch Twilight, like with full commentary. Like I have to watch it with my best friend, and we have to just be like, "F Carrie Bradshaw" the whole time, and we're just like, "Oh my God, this is f crazy! How did this ever fly?" So yeah, that's the running commentary on Sex and the City. But we, yeah, I'm so excited. But Samantha's not going to be in it, so I don't know how I'm feeling.
Yeah, I feel the same way. But I also have been rewatching it and I feel the exact same way. Why did we all like Carrie as much as we did? And so much like racism and homophobia in that show that we just like were fine with back in the day.
Yeah. There's like, I forget what season it's in, but there's like the bi erasure episode,
Right.
followed up by like the most racist episode of all time. And I was
Yeah,
like,
where they said like men couldn't be bisexuals or whatever.
yeah, I was like, y'all really went hard this season. You are f crazy. Sorry, I just swore on the
Oh,
radio.
that's okay.
But yeah, no, it was truly wild. Those writers were on some crazy shit, but oh my God, I keep swearing. I'm sorry,
Oh,
I
you can
keep
swear. That's good. Yeah, hopefully they do fix that though in the new one, which I'm sure that they will. But yeah.
Yeah, I hope so.
Awesome. Ashniko, thank you so much for hanging out and having a chat. I appreciate it.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Those were really interesting questions. I enjoyed answering.
Thanks.